Christian, Gavin said he has a hilarious story.
I got a funny story about that.
The JFK files.
Oh, yeah. I want to look into those.
What is that?
All released.
Crazy. They just released like all the classified files surrounding the JFK assassination. They didn't release any information to the public. They kept it super, super vague and no one knew anything. Then they just convicted the dude. Or no, the guy died without getting taken to trial.
Yeah, somebody shot him.
It's like, oh, swept gun. It's done. It happened. It was terrible. This guy did it. Let's stop talking about it. And then now they brought up all the files involved and everything for if he was to go to trial.
Was it?
And just the files they kept in general.
Was it supposed to be released after a certain amount of time? It was released to the public, or
no? Donald Trump like
just released.
They had like a executive order or whatever.
Interesting.
It is crazy. Lots of fuel on the fire of. It was not actually what they said it was.
Yeah, but I've seen that video of it. Looks like the one of the drivers or the person next to him like turned and shot him. Have you seen that?
Uh-huh. I didn't see that.
Yeah, where they don't Lee. Harvey Oswald.
A lot of crazy guys, right? Yeah.
Because apparently it was not a good shot.
Written in the documents, it was like, we know now, though, without a shadow of a doubt, Lee Harvey Oswald is not the killer. That's what it said in one of the documents.
Yeah, it's so shady. Because the videos aren't super conclusive. And then immediately after, like, he got shot, right?
Mm-hmm.
Lee Harvey Oswald got shot.
Oh, I don't know.
There's some video of like a couple days later, someone just in the middle of a crowd, just boom.
Yeah. I think that's Batman.
Yeah. That's what they, they killed him like before he went to trial. So, yeah. So he was never able to like present evidence or defend himself. Or
crazy. Whatever. Crazy.
They didn't like the government didn't kill him. Like, or, you know, they say it was just like a, you know, quote like unquote. A mad guy. Oh, you killed my president. I'm going to, you know, end my life to kill you.
But, I mean, there's people like that.
Yeah. But to freaking be care so much about it that you decide to take your own life, and not because it's going to change anything, but just because of revenge.
Mm-hmm. I don't know.
If someone, if someone killed a president, I wouldn't be like, I need to go kill them now.
Yeah. Cause then you're just ruining your own life and it's not going to change anything. Mm-hmm. The president's still dead.
You just gave someone the death penalty and we're not allowed to do that anymore. Apparently. Well, in Gavin's country,
all these liberals,
Parker, what did you think? Parker said his mind was Gavins. Changed.
I don't know. I was thinking about it more.
After he came up to me, I think I disagree. I think the death penalty is okay sometimes, Parker says to me the other day, maybe yesterday. And I was like, really? And then he's like, well, actually, let me think about it a little bit.
I thought about it and then I realized, wait, no, that's exactly what we talked about. But also, we didn't talk about the fact that like once they're in jail, it's not like they can't do anything anymore.
What do you mean?
They can hurt other people in jail. They can get out of jail.
But how do you know they're going to do that?
I don't know, Gavin. How do you know they're not?
They're not going to get out of jail.
That's like the whole premise of what's the movie where basically they're saying, it's kind of like in
don't say
Avengers. No, Avengers, I think it's maybe Captain America where they're building these ships. It's like, oh, any threat where we can detect in the future this person could do this, then these ships like shoot the people wherever they're at.
What?
That's what the whole premise of one of the
Marvel movies are philosophical masterpieces.
I think it's Captain America Winter Soldier.
They're going to shoot somebody if there's.
It's the. It detects the threat before it ever happens and preventing it from ever happening.
Does it ever get it wrong? I wonder.
I don't know. It's a machine. It's a movie.
I saw the craziest video about Flat Earth the other day. I don't think I saved it or anything.
Are you convinced?
No, but it was like a mom recording her daughter coming home from school. She's like, so what did you learn today? And like they tried to tell us that the Earth is round and that the Earth orbits around the sun. And they were giving all this like scriptural basis for it. And then one of them was like, in this verse, it says God put these things at the four corners of the earth. And how can something that's a sphere have four corners? So it's obviously flat. Like, how could a flat circle have four corners. Like that was the diagram that they were showing.
Nobody thinks it's a square.
How can a ball have four corners? How can they?
I think a ball could more easily have four corners than a sphere.
If you pop it, lay it flat, and then cut it out into a square.
More than a circle.
Oh,
so funny. Maybe I did save it.
My,
I'll show you later if I did.
My story that I was thinking of earlier. So Parker wanted a liquid death, so I took it out of the fridge, tried to shake it up and give it to him. Nothing happened. But I remember there was, I think it was Parker's birthday or maybe the June birthdays we were celebrating, and we were going to this fish hatchery. Lieberg Dam. We were going to go fishing, all this stuff, big family party, and I was in charge of loading up the sodas into the cooler. And so I took the sodas out of the fridge and I shook up every single soda. I was like, I think this would be a funny prank if
every single drink explodes.
It's just like somebody's taking a drink of a root beer and they crack it open and just poof, explodes in
their face. And they go for another one.
Oh, what the heck? Pass me another one.
They just go for another one and it does the same thing. I shook them up all pretty good too. Like I spent some time. I was very diligent about shaking up the soda cans. Loaded them up.
Kevin, why is it taking you 45 minutes to load up the drinks?
We need to leave right now. And so I did it. And it took about an hour to get to probably from the point of when I shook them up. And none of them exploded. Because I think they sat too long. You know, it has to be pretty quick after you shake it up for it to actually explode on somebody.
Yeah, I don't think I've ever really done that.
Tried to shake it up?
Or I don't think I've had many drinks explode on me. I wonder what it takes.
I think it's always, for me, it's in the car. And it's always the plastic bottles.
Yeah, or the glass bottles. Glass bottles, I feel like, have a tendency to do that.
It's never really explode either. It's just like...
starts just foaming out the top.
Mm-hmm.
Just terrible.
Like a volcano.
What made you want to... What was your reaction when none of them... exploded? Were you just watching super carefully?
Yeah,
the version that exploded. I think all of them exploded.
No, I was hoping all of them would explode. But none of them did. I think you have has to happen probably within, I don't know, 5 minutes after you shake them up. But I don't know the exact science behind it.
It's probably one of the worst pranks I've ever heard.
It doesn't work for sparkling water though.
Oh really?
Yeah, it does.
Can I have one?
No, it doesn't. By the
way? Not on these.
Yeah, you can.
No, it doesn't work on sparkling water in general.
I've had sparkling water explode on me.
No, you
haven't. Yeah, I have.
It didn't have...
I've dropped them before.
Well, I guess we'll see.
If it actually explodes, cold it down below.
Is it just going to be dang, like, flat now because he's shaking it so much?
If it is, there's another one in there.
Oh, so we're just wasting now.
Oh, yeah.
Excellent.
I don't think it'll explode.
It's not even flavored.
What do I do if it explodes? Whoa. Not even close.
Told you.
Didn't have any kind of reaction.
I feel like I've dropped one before and it's...
It goes... Well, that's because there's all the pressure and it's coming out some tiny little pinhole on the side.
100% flat, though.
Awesome.
See,
maybe
it doesn't work.
These just aren't very carbonated.
Mine doesn't seem...
Does it say
carbonated?
Lightly carbonated?
No, this is sparkling water. Straight from the Alps.
Oh, my gosh.
I'm going to dump this in a bowl of water and dip my face in it.
I've heard you're supposed to do that.
Yeah.
Of course.
But why?
Do what?
Oh, it's better for you.
I saw this video. It's that guy that would make those boring videos of him just going to his 9-to-5 every day.
Yeah, and he quit his 9-to-5.
He quit his job. But I saw him doing that. He took like ice cubes in a bowl and then those little tiny water bottles and opened like 8 of them into a bowl and then stuck his face in it. Like, why would you need to use
it's
8
got trending water by bottles? That. There's like a... It's like a dude on Instagram that has like a bazillion followers and that's like his thing is he had like a bowl and he does ice and water. That's why I'm sure that guy was just like doing a parody of that.
Yeah.
What's that guy's name?
I don't know.
But he's huge.
He's
a giant black man.
Yeah.
Oh.
And he just does like a day in the life videos kind of, but doesn't do any kind of like commentary on them. It's just like, it's people know what I'm talking about.
Records him doing stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Nice.
People would spend their money on this?
Super rich. What do you mean people would spend their money on this? It's liquid death, and we're never going to get a sponsorship now.
It's unflavored. Yeah, nice, Gavin. Way to burn that bridge.
And we're cooked.
Did you see that Cody Ko is just randomly back? He started posting videos again?
No.
Yeah.
Yep. I'm serious.
No, you're joking. I did not see that. I didn't.
No, he's really back.
What's he doing? What's he posting?
The same exact stuff he used to post.
So how many years was it?
Since he stopped? I think it was a full year.
It was like, yeah, it was like less than a year.
Mm-hmm. But he just went dark for however long and didn't even address anything when he came back.
Yeah.
He just posted a video, like the button dating show.
Yeah.
Interesting.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And people love him.
Dang. They just moved on.
Mm-hmm. I guess.
There's so much stuff on the internet they just forgot.
Yeah. People don't have very good memory these days.
No.
I mean, the internet doesn't. You didn't do a bracket with us.
Yeah, what the heck?
Bro, I was on a dang roof and you guys are like, first game's at 11 o'clock.
Yeah,
we also sent it months.
It's literally in the name.
I was literally
March.
Doing so much.
Every single, you were on the roof from Monday to Thursday.
Yes.
Nice.
About to jump off.
My bracket's doing so bad. I went onto the ESPN app and made like 15 of them.
Yeah.
And then I was going to use the one to like put in our group. And so like, okay, let me actually like make my good picks here. And it's probably my third worst of all of my 15 brackets is the one that I submitted to you guys. So I've got a couple that are doing good.
That's hilarious. Well, of course.
I mean, odds are pretty good.
You could randomly close your eyes and choose. Then out of 15, you'd probably have one that does good.
That's true.
There's like a couple brackets left.
That are perfect.
As of this morning, I don't know anymore.
Florida won. Florida beat UConn. So I think that got rid of one of them.
UConn beating Florida?
Uh-huh.
What the heck?
UConn's a two-time national champ.
They're also the 10 seed.
8 seed, but yeah, nice try.
I did see your thing that you sent about how rare it is. Yeah.
Uh-huh.
But I always think every time it's going to be me this year.
But
if you and your friend pick up
a piece of sand.
Grain of sand out of the whole freaking earth.
You have better chances of doing that.
You're more likely to get struck by lightning twice in a house.
Twice.
That's insane.
At the same time.
And then
win the Powerball twice in the same year.
Which that seems like I could do that.
Yeah, I've never won it, but I could win it.
If I tried.
If I actually put in some effort, I could do that.
And then five hole-in-ones in a row on a par three.
Five hole-in-ones.
Hole-in-ones.
And then the other one was you could fill out
something quintillion
of brackets, and it could go to the sun and back
30 times.
Yeah, if you stacked up, if you had a paper sheet for every bracket that you filled out, it would go to the sun and back. The stack would go to the sun and back before you got one right.
Mm-hmm.
Insane.
Well, I mean, I guess that wouldn't make sense, actually.
It's something like that.
Whatever, dude.
You put a piece of paper on another piece of paper until you reach the sun and before you get a bracket.
No, that's what I was saying was if you fill out a bracket and it's on a piece of paper.
If you had that many
and
brackets.
And you put it on a paper, the odds are still not in your favor that you would get one right. It's what you'd have to have 91 quintillion pieces of paper in order to have the odds of getting one
even
right.
Even if you made it to the good sun with the bracket, it's not paper. Right. And once it touches the sun, they're all getting burnt up anyway. Yeah. So you're
not even touched.
Oh, that's why. Because it gets too close to the sun.
Also, you never be able to keep them perfectly stacked. Like something would blow them over.
There's no gravity in space. Mm-hmm. They would just start floating.
Papers going everywhere.
You gotta glue them together.
You'd have to fill up all of space with your brackets.
Yeah. And you still wouldn't get one right.
Because they would all catch on fire at the sun.
No one's ever done it. That's crazy. One of these days, someone's going to do it. No one's ever going to do it.
No one's ever going to. I don't think we'll ever see it in our lifetime.
I saw people in the comments talking about like, so you're telling me the odds are 50-50.
So I have a pretty good chance.
Either happens or it doesn't.
Also, I saw this other gambling thing. Parker had liked it, and so it popped up on my feed.
Of course.
It was a 2014 ad about some kid's parents gambling on the World Cup. And the kid was crying. He was like...
Well, all the kids were talking. They're like, I'm so excited for the World Cup. Who do you want to win? And like, oh, I want Argentina. I want Spain. One of the kids is like sad. I want Germany to win.
Why?
My dad put all of my savings on them winning. Germany actually won the 2014 World Cup.
Wait a second. That's actually...
Oh, my gosh.
It kind of backfired on
them. Yeah.
Like, Wait a second.
Wait, hey, hey, now.
I think there's Wi-Fi in Mexico.
Yeah.
No.
Could I bring an Xbox?
Oh, we'd be on different servers probably.
I'd be on... No.
Cabo? Wait, where are you going?
Cabo.
Where are you going?
La Paz.
La Paz.
You can do it. Well, you can join our server.
Nah, that'd be so lame. I'm going to be hanging out with Mexicans instead. That seems more fun.
Hang out with the family.
Yeah.
You can go without PUBG for 10 days.
I could not. I don't know what I would do. I'd start shaking.
I'd be sick.
Just going to be in a corner. Rocking back and forth.
Yeah. Listening to that song, the PUBG song that I made.
Oh, yeah. Do you want to play that?
Oh, yeah. You guys want
to
hear it?
Did you send it to me?
I don't know.
No, it's on your phone. Don't get it off. Don't take it off your phone. Okay. Don't take your phone off the stand.
I can't.
Because I said over that. I told you not to. Don't do it.
Oh, this is... I was thinking about this thing today. Okay, so two things. One thing. I took a nap today.
Two things, one thing.
I took a nap today.
And I woke up remembering just vivid memory of when I was in high school. It was like a Saturday doing laundry or something. Dump out warm laundry, dry clothes on the bed to fold. And then I'm like...
Taking a nap on it.
I'm pretty tired. And this pile of laundry is pretty warm. Just like hop on my bed and next to a warm pile of laundry and take a nap.
Not next to it.
In it.
Inside it.
in the pile of laundry.
I remember one time.
Yeah, I feel like that's pretty normal. I don't know if I've ever done that, but I've also never done laundry, so.
Yeah, that's true. That might hinder your chances.
Just kidding.
He's not kidding. I got into my... I remember washing my bed, my bedding.
Parker, once. You're not supposed to wash your bed. You were supposed to wash your bedding.
It was very dirty.
Would you get a mop and stuff? And like,
would you grab a bucket and a mop?
Yeah.
This guy has the... Just kidding.
I had like the comforter and the hamper, and I remember picking it up, standing in the hamper with the rest of the warm clothes, putting the comforter over me, and then just sitting there. It was awesome.
It is awesome,
actually. I was so cold. And I got so warm so fast.
It started sweating.
Yeah. Oh, man, that's awesome.
You got in your hamper and put your...
Not my hamper, the laundry basket. Did I say hamper?
Yeah.
Laundry basket.
I'd be like, you're kind of like...
If it was in the hamper, it'd be still like the dirty sheets.
All your dirty clothes that are cold. Yeah. You just throw them in the dryer just to heat them up. Oof. The laundry basket makes more sense.
Yeah.
That's funny. Yeah, I was thinking about that because... Also, back in Oregon in the summer, you know, it'd be like 70, maybe 80 degrees out. But you could open your bedroom window. It'd be like nice, fresh air coming in and like a decent breeze. So it was a little bit cool. Like I remember doing my homework.
I thought you were about to actually be sick.
I know, I thought it was cooked.
Yeah, doing homework and just like nice and warm. But now, here this might be like the only couple of days where you can actually open your window and it's decent weather because I mean, they had the doors open at the church this morning.
Oh, it was so humid
in the lobby. Like it was nice, decent temperature, but it just was so sticky.
Gross.
Sticky air. So
yeah, now I can't even open my bedroom window because my cat might jump out and die.
Yeah.
Oh, wait a second.
You think Ranger would jump out the window?
I don't know. He's kind of an idiot, but he's also kind of scared of the outside.
I like Clementine go out on the balcony.
Oh, man, the first time she did, and we were all over.
Clementine!
She would book it. She was in full speed right to the edge and then look out.
Stick her face through the ledge.
One of these
she
days,
still she does was... that, but she's never fallen. Someone's like, she's probably never going to fall.
Yeah, back. She'll be okay.
Sometimes when it's really windy, I'll send her out there and just be like,
see what happens.
Yeah, to see what happens.
We got two entrances to the patio, one in the living room that's a sliding glass door, and then the kitchen has a door to it. Where I was in the kitchen, she had that back door open for some reason, but it was just like a little cracked, and Ranger got out. She didn't see him go out, and then she heard him like smacking himself up against the sliding glass door.
He's trying to get in.
Because he couldn't figure out how to get back in the other door. He was trying to get into the living room, just pounding on it.
Oh, that's funny. But you, hilarious. For him, there's a tree kind of hanging over into your guys' balcony, so he could get out of there.
They actually trimmed it back pretty good, so when it's time to move, that couch isn't getting out of there.
Much easier. Yeah. Oh, that's going to be so tough to get that couch out of there.
Except his closet is out sometimes when he's just walking or doing stuff, and it just gets on the couch.
Oh, it just tears it up.
Yeah.
You can put, little mittens on him. So his claws can't pull
out. No mittens.
I should put wrap tape around his hands.
It's not inhumane because you're not declawing him.
I put socks on Scout once. He was walking around so weird.
That would be torture now because he can't really see. He's lost his eyesight and now you take away his senses with his paws. Oh. Terrible. All he's got is his nose. No, that's not good.
Yeah, so. Ranger clawed me the other day. I was kind of playing with him. And he put his claws out and he caught it right underneath my fingernail.
Oh,
it was the worst.
Infection.
Perfection?
Infection.
Yeah, that was very sinister.
Perfection.
Perfection.
Perfection. Oh,
yeah.
Oh, man. Oh, so this job I worked on a couple weeks ago when I was driving to Center, Texas, it was a 5-day full bathroom remodel.
Wow.
Ripping off the sheetrock texture and everything. And Peter and I were videoing the whole thing.
Oh, yeah, was this the YouTube
one? Yeah, I uploaded a YouTube video, 49 minutes. Pretty good.
I watched a few minutes of it.
Yeah, it's fun if you, some people will have that stuff on in the background, I guess. It's already at,
that stuff.
I don't know, last time I checked was at 400 views or something.
That's pretty cool.
In 2 days.
Dang.
And they only have 81 subscribers, maybe 81 subscribers. It was four for a while.
Dad would probably be the ideal viewer for that.
Yeah, he watched it. He said he really liked it.
The SB mowing and pressure washing and that stuff.
Yeah, satisfying videos.
There was one he was watching the other day. It's a guy who just goes to creeks and breaks up dams that beavers built.
Oh, that's what a tool bag.
I think it's good.
Beavers hard work.
Because the beavers will eventually
are destructive, man.
Reroute the river because of it.
I don't even care.
Cutie patooties, though, dude. There's one next to my office.
Actually?
Yeah.
Beaver.
Yeah, it literally cut down a tree next to the property.
Dang.
Yeah, it was awesome. Good worked job. On it for 2 years.
Did you just watch the progress over time?
Well, it was before we moved there, actually.
Oh.
There was a...
Because Sean was talking to the owner, the previous owner of the building, and he was like, there's a beaver that's been swimming around. Have you seen it? And the guy was like, yeah, it straight up knocked a tree down into the pond years ago. So sick.
Dang.
No, I don't even. Yeah, whatever.
That
was a state animal.
Yeah, in Oregon.
Yeah, you know what?
You used to hear them every once in a while. That was the first time I ever saw one. Mm-hmm. Out at the ranch, you could hear beavers chewing on stuff.
That's cool, dude.
And I took a picture of this massive oak tree that a beaver had taken out. It hadn't fallen yet. It was still about this big around, and it had taken out a good chunk of it.
That's so funny.
Yeah.
Why do they do that?
I don't know, but they were tearing up. They ate all of our fruit trees.
Oh.
There were a bunch up by the pond and rose bushes and stuff. And they're all super small, and they would just eat them up. Destroyed them. Kind of unfortunate. Very destructive, but beautiful creatures.
You're not allowed to kill them, are you?
No. You can if you can get a tag.
Oh.
A tag because...
I guess their pelts are really valuable.
I think you have to get...
Back in the day, it was gold.
Yeah.
I feel we're having a Maryland State Fruity Boys podcast right now.
Really? What? What does that mean?
Just have you seen their podcast?
Mm-hmm.
It's nonsense. They just are saying nonsense.
McLovin was talking about the Drake... Did you see McLovin was talking about Drake songs? Because he had a new album. He's oh, yeah. So I looked up what are the best Drake songs on the new album because they were talking about their favorites. Mm-hmm. He's like, I looked up what are the best ones, and the second best one is probably my second favorite, but the number one song is probably my number one favorite. Everybody was like, you're just going off of what everybody else said.
I think I saw one of their clips where they were talking about it and none of them had listened to it. They're reviewing something that none of them had even
experienced. Bro, I don't understand how some people can go, if it's an artist they really like and they drop a new album, can just go randomly throughout and listen to any song. Oh, makes
what
me
does that
sick.
Mean?
They won't listen to it in order from start to finish.
Yeah.
At least the first time.
It used to be that way. Remember you when Donda came out and I tried to shuffle it? You almost crucified me.
Yeah. Why? Yeah.
Yeah, that's actually kind of insane to do.
To just shuffle it when nobody's listening, when you haven't listened to it.
He put it in order for a purpose. I understand that. I get it.
Parker's an idiot. He's going through. Stop. He didn't understand music back then, and he still doesn't now. Sorry. You just put it on shuffle.
No, I don't.
It's a wild, wild person. This was my second thing of the two things.
Oh, really?
Second thing from separate from the nap. So this house build, because I'm potentially going to take off roughly a week every month with my job. So like space it out where I'll have a week where I'm just working on the house build. Mm-hmm. Should I film it? I kind of want to do like a film progress all the way from start to finish and like maybe get some lapel mics for me and Anthony.
Seems like the best idea
and like
anyone has had in a while.
I agree.
Because I see a bunch of people do that where they're doing barn dominiums or whatnot. And it's just a husband and wife.
I don't think you would. What's been a wife?
Husband and wife.
Oh.
Just the wife is usually videoing the whole progress.
I don't think you would regret it. I don't think you'd film it all and be like,
well, that was stupid. What a waste.
Even if it's not like
amazing.
The most captivating thing you've ever seen. It's cool that it would be cool to see the progress.
Yeah. The kids would love it down the road. Like, whoa. Look at this.
Like, can I play on my iPad now? This is boring.
Yeah. We're only 2 minutes in. It's a 50-minute video. What? I don't care. 50 minutes to capture the entire home build.
Oh, what do you think when you see an iPad kid at a restaurant? What do you think? What's that make you feel?
I don't know. Don't have kids yet, but I feel like with a full-on iPad at a restaurant is kind of crazy. That's kind of crazy if it's a full iPad. Like,
what if it's a small iPad?
Like a phone?
Yeah. iPad mini.
I think it makes me think a little bit differently if it's like a big iPad and it's like a kid's case on it. Uh-huh. You know they're on that thing 24/7 and they got these massive headphones. But I would get it if you want to go to like a dinner or something with friends and you can't get a babysitter and you obviously have to bring your kid with you, then I don't think there's anything wrong with just giving them a phone every once in a while to watch a show because they're going to be so bored sitting in that high chair.
That's true. I remember being super like anti, but then when we were at the Brazilian steakhouse, I was walking to the bathroom and I saw this like little kid sitting there with a tablet and there were like three adults with them.
Yeah.
Like that makes sense. This is not like a kid that cannot enjoy this really whatsoever.
Mm-hmm. Especially if you're going to be there for a while.
Back in the day though, when it was just normal to be bored. You're just somewhere and you didn't have anything to do and you're just bored. And that's just what it was.
But yeah. Would that
no judgment to other people at least at this point.
If they couldn't be entertained.
Yeah.
What?
I would say no judgment to people at this point, but I probably wouldn't give my kids that stuff. I think I would just make them draw. And if they start crying.
Make them read.
Yeah, dude, it's like everyone.
Do some Sudoku.
Everyone has always, up until like 20 years ago, up until like 10 years ago.
Yeah, I don't know.
That wasn't a thing. And now you're saying that it's a necessity. Like, mm-hmm. It's a necessity and no one else.
I'm sure it is probably easier
for the last 10,000 years. You know what I'm saying?
It probably is easier to like just give them that and. When you really need to distract them.
I wouldn't say probably. I'd say definitely.
I'd say definitely. It's easier.
Probably get them on whatnot and like get them buying cards and stuff.
At least have them working.
Yeah.
Making some investments for you. Have them day trading crypto or something like mm-hmm. that. Set up a Coinbase account for them.
Create a Coinbase account.
And get to work.
Create their own cryptocurrency. Start actually making some money. Did you see that kid that... What is it when they're creating a coin and they just drop it all of a sudden after a bunch of like their followers buy it?
Pump and dump.
Yeah. So he did that. And then all of his people pulled
the rug out.
Yeah. People were so upset.
Yeah. That's also illegal, I'm pretty sure.
They all bought it and it's at like.
Crypto is like not like.
Regulated?
Regulated at all.
I'm pretty sure there's certain things. Maybe. Like there's certain things that you cannot do.
No, because all like if you,
can do anything?
If you, yeah.
Oh my gosh.
Like you can create like there's like probably every single second like 20 meme coins being created.
Whoa.
And it's just like poop coin. You like if someone, if Donald Trump tweets something, it'll be like whatever his, if each tweet was like mega or whatever.
Mega coin.
Mega. Like, it doesn't even have to be a coin. He could just treat, he could just tweet anything. Like, had a great conversation with Vladimir Putin. And then, like, literally a second later, there'll be 25 coins that are like Vlad Convo coin, Vlad Putin Convo coin, Vladimir Putin coin, Putin and Trump coin, Trump and Putin Convo coin. Like, what? Immediately, boom, boom, there'll boom. Be a bazillion of them.
Dang.
And, like, most of 99% of them
won't take off.
Won't do anything. They'll get, like, three people to invest, and then they'll die within, like...
Whoa.
No, but that's like, on centralized platforms, on, like, Coinbase and, like, massive platforms. But decentralized coins, there's literally tens of thousands being created every single day.
You have to have some computer coding expertise, but...
I'm serious. Like, a lot of them aren't, they don't it's called graduating. Like, when it hits a high enough market cap, then it will graduate to a centralized trading platform. Like Coinbase takes a long time to get to a platform like that. But,
yeah, I'm sure.
Like, to, for like a little meme coin or something, they graduate to like, there's different platforms that are really popular, but like, you can do like decentralized websites where it's literally just the second one is created, it pops instantly up. Pops up, and you can just click refresh and you can filter them by like whatever the popular ones for that day are, or for that last hour or the last 10 minutes, or you can just go to the new section, just spam refresh, and just every single second there's more and more and more of them.
I wonder how they even get money. Like, if someone puts like $5 into it to create a bajillion of their coin, and then each one's worth 0.00000001 cent at the time.
I have no idea.
Yeah, or what like a rug pull is like when you give all the coins to people, you know, like family and friends, and you give like a massive percentage of them to people, you know,
and then have a bunch of people buy them as well.
Right. And then you open it to the public, and the public puts a bunch of money in, and then you just sell everything. The coin is now worth 0.0. It's like worth nothing because the majority of the shareholders sold. Now the person that bought in is left with nothing. And the people that started have all the money that
that's
they put
in. That's what a Hawk2a girl did.
Yeah, exactly. And like she can't get in any legal trouble unless people decide to like sue her. There's no laws against it. Like, she can't be the police can't come get her.
Maybe, but like, if someone decides to sue you, because sort of civil lawsuit.
Yeah, exactly.
Interesting. Yeah, I don't think I ever want to really figure that out. I couldn't.
Knowledge is a curse. Like, Gavin doesn't know what it was.
I do not want that knowledge of crypto. Wouldn't be able to understand it. But a lot of people, you know...
It is so hot in here, bro. Oh, my gosh. I'm going to throw up. I'm not going to throw up.
Yeah.
5 seconds of AC blast. Okay, maybe more. That feels really nice already. What are you guys going to do while I'm gone?
What?
What are you guys going to do while I'm gone?
Play PUBG every night.
PUBG every day.
Oh. Christian, how long till you're
ready? We're playing tonight, yeah?
Yeah,
we have to.
Yeah, it's been too long.
Yeah, this is the last night in a while.
Oh, yeah. What about Monday night?
I'll probably be editing this crap. Maybe not. Maybe I'll just... Maybe this is a...
Oh.
No, go ahead. I wasn't really saying anything.
No. Well, I was going to bring up an interesting... I was watching a video of a philosopher, secular philosopher, giving his, it was like a 10-minute thesis of the three main reasons that he is an atheist and not a Christian. And one of them was fascinating.
Really?
Can anyone hear me with, like, is that going to, are you going to have to edit all that out? Because the,
they'd be able to hear you.
Oh, okay.
It was fascinating. That's what he said.
Yeah, yeah. I'll see if you guys have an explanation for it. It was like basically the...
I'm moving my thinking cap on.
The question that he posed was like, how do you reconcile the geographical... what's it called? Let me see if I think I saved a note about it.
Pandora?
Yes. How do you reconcile geographical Pandora? Just kidding. How do you reconcile like...
Pangea.
What is it? The geographical discrepancy... Like, if someone grew up in, like, a random tribe in Africa or, like, in Thailand, Thailand is, like, 85% non-Christian. Like, right. Very small percentage of people in Thailand are Christian. And, like, in the Bible Belt, vast majority of people are Christian. And how do you, and so if you're born,
devour this question.
So if you're born in some place that is very high likelihood that you'll end up being a Christian, then you automatically have a much higher chance of being saved than someone who is born in some place like Thailand that is very largely godless. Let me find the exact issue that this is called. 1 second. Geographical determinism. 1 second. Someone born in the Bible Belt of the U.S. is statistically far more likely to be a Christian, while someone born in a deeply Islamic region is more likely to be Muslim. This raises deep theological and philosophical questions such as divine justice and fairness. If salvation is necessary for eternal life and is only accessible through Christ, as some Christian traditions believe, why do some people have a much greater chance of hearing and accepting the gospel than others? Is it fair that one's eternal destiny is influenced so strongly by geography? And that's kind of the basis of the question.
Well, it's interesting because Christianity obviously didn't begin in America, right? Didn't start here, but it's obviously when the United States, especially because that's where we are, and that's where a lot of people would consider, like,
that's where a lot of people are.
Christianity in the United States is pretty heavily accepted-ish, or at least known, because that's what the United States was founded on, was Christian values, beliefs, and morals, even though we've steered away from that in a lot of ways.
Like, Romania is someplace that's largely Christian. Like,
yeah. Is that where Casey's at?
Belgium.
He was in Romania, though, I feel.
Yeah,
like.
I think he was
in a lot of places over there.
But what I also think of it as it too, salvation-wise and being considered a Christian, like, you know, Bible Belt people would call themselves Christians. Like, you ask probably most people around here, they would call themselves Christians. But I also, you know, it talks a lot, so much about in the Bible about actually truly having a relationship with the Lord, and the passage we talked about. I wish I had my something to like pull up all these scriptures, but basically it talks about people going to heaven and the Lord saying, well, they say, I did all these things in your name. You know, I prophesied, healed people, and so on. But God said, well, I never knew you. You know, them being then not necessarily actually saved, because people would call themselves Christians but never truly have a relationship with the Lord, or ever truly. They would say, you know, I'm a Christian. I go to church every once in a while, or even go to church somewhat regularly, which I think at some point, hopefully, there's true change in them. But some people would think, especially in the Bible Belt, you know, I go to church, so that means I'm saved. Which I think there's obviously so much wrong with that, because we're just seeing Jesus as like a get out of jail free card, and I don't actually have to do anything. I don't have to change. I can call myself a Christian, say I have accepted Jesus as my Lord and Savior, and then I'm fine. I don't actually have to change anything about myself or the way I live. And then it's like, oh, you're in the Bible Belt, you go to church, you're saved.
So you would say that it's people born in the Bible Belt are actually not more likely to be Christians than those in like Thailand or someplace that's godless or like a Muslim nation?
I'd say there probably is like maybe a decent chance that it probably is more, especially where the gospel isn't maybe even known in so many places around the world that it's not even in people's languages yet, which there's like this Bible museum in DC, it's super cool. But they're talking about like they have people who go into these countries. Nobody even knows the language. It's not even a written language. People are missionaries sent there to learn the language, figure out, create an alphabet for them, and then so that they can begin to write at least some of the Bible for them. That's, I mean, not necessarily here or there, but
it's,
I think
there actually, it's not there, here. It's
I think there. For Thailand, maybe in this case, maybe it is a little bit less likely, but it's also not always just on other Christians.
Isn't the only determining factor.
It's not the only one, but
being of your religion,
it shouldn't be. Like, you can guess with like 90% accuracy if someone's going to be saved or not. Not 90% accuracy. You can guess and be more. Like, you could.
Geography is a very.
You could guess with accuracy factor. Someone's salvation based on where they live, with a degree of accuracy.
Like, then there's also the question of, okay, what if there's this tribe or these people here that have, there's no Bible, they've never heard the word of God. How can they be saved? But it talks about in the Bible that just by looking at creation and seeing what the things around you, not, I mean, in some places that people have created a religion or a god or gods of some sort, because they're like, okay, we didn't just come out of nothing.
Yeah.
But that it talks about in the Bible, God talks about, you'll know me, or you'll know of me, and you know there's a creator just by looking at creation, just about seeing the things around you. We're also, you know, maybe if someone has that, obviously we don't have that, that same situation, because we have the Bible and we live here where there's a lot of churches and things like that, and people to help guide you and lead you to that. But say you're in Thailand or wherever, and you don't have a church, or you've never heard of God or the gospel, then, you know, the God we believe is alive now and today and speaks to people, that if you are in seeking after the creator, or like God, or thinking, okay, what's the purpose? And you don't have to specifically say, God, like, reveal yourself to me, but you're in pursuit of that, then God can still speak to people who don't, you know, have the word of God or things like that also.
Like C.S. Lewis. Well, there's like kind of like there's a belief in Christianity that some Christians hold. There's a few different perspectives. There's exclusivists, inclusivists, and pluralists, which pluralism is not Christianity. There's beliefs within Christianity that do actually kind of work. It's kind of biblical. Like C.S. Lewis was one. He argued that salvation, and some guy, like Catholics and Protestants, argue that salvation is ultimately through Christ, but those who have never heard the gospel might still be saved through general revelation, conscience, or responding to the truth that they have. Mm-hmm. Which is like
what's available to them,
and they've believed to an extent based on what they have heard throughout their life.
Mm-hmm.
And they're on, I don't know. But then there's pluralism is like believing that multiple religions can lead to salvation. That's not really what they're talking about. Then there's exclusivists, believe salvation is only through explicit faith in Jesus. This view intensifies the problem of geographical salvation probability. It does, because then it's much more difficult to reconcile. But if you're an inclusivist, then you could say, and that's somewhere in the Bible, is it not? Like that, like there's some degree of grace for people that have never heard the gospel, but it also does say that everyone has been revealed to some degree, the truth of the gospel.
There's also, I mean, that also creates the opportunity, like we're to go out and share the gospel and to be evangelists, not only, you know, there's an argument of people like, oh, just evangelize in the United States only, where obviously people are called to that and you should do that. Churches in our areas, like our church, we should go out and do these things to evangelize, to reach the people in where we are here now. But there's obviously also people called to go out to the nations, to other countries, to share the gospel, because there are some places where it's maybe less likely.
Way less, right.
For it to happen, because it's obviously it is. It's not just like, oh, well, I'm not also just saying like, oh, the Bible Belt, just because this area.
You also got to think about less. Like it's a heart issue on if you are accepting your salvation or not. Mm-hmm. And someone a child, if a child dies who doesn't have a full understanding of what Jesus did and how they got their salvation, believe that they would go to heaven. I don't think God would be like, oh, sorry, no, you didn't.
Right.
Yeah, that's true.
No. So somebody in a different,
like there's a verse. He'll
base it off like the revelation that you do have.
And I want to clarify to you. I want to clarify too, just for like,
anyone in the South is saved.
I'm not saying that people that just call themselves Christians aren't saved. And I'm also not saying that you should always have to, like, you should question your salvation, be like, oh, am I saved or not?
I don't go to church enough. Am I a real Christian?
Yeah, I'm not. That's not what I'm saying. I'm saying that that we shouldn't allow ourselves to get caught up in saying, oh, I can just live the way I want to. I'm saved because I go to church and that's it. Like that alone is not, you know, being a living sacrifice and giving yourself to the Lord and to be used by him. It's, you know, obviously there's different people in different seasons of their life and, you know, maybe at some point they'll get there. And, but I'm not saying like, oh, you only go to church on Sunday and you don't do anything. You're not saved. That's not at all what I'm saying, but that we shouldn't, just get comfortable in saying, oh, I do this. And so that's enough. And it's also, I don't want to have to, I'm not saying that you're not saved if you just call yourself a Christian and only go to church, but I'm saying,
just kidding.
I think sometimes it can be hard to get like captivated in the thought of like, oh my gosh, am I actually saved?
Am I cooked?
Yeah.
Am I going to be cooked?
But it's not up to you. Mm-hmm. Like it's, well, if you, if you accept what Jesus did, it's like you are saved. And then it's the process in your heart of like, truly,
because it's also
that with all of you.
Not for me to determine if someone is saved or not, right? Just by saying, oh, you're saved or you're not saved. That's,
I don't think anyone said that it was up to Gavin to determine.
I know, but I'm not coming out here saying like, oh, you go to church and you call yourself a Christian, but you're not really Christian. I'm not saying that your people aren't saved just because they do one thing or the other.
Here's some great verses. Ready?
Yes.
This is in response to the geographical, this is kind of verses that align with the ideas of inclusivism, which is what we talked about, how people are judged based on their revelation, the extent of the knowledge that they've been revealed through their life and their response to it. So that even if you haven't had the full revelation of the gospel, that anyways, here's the verses. Indeed, this is 1 Romans 2:14. Mm-hmm. Ready? Indeed, when Gentiles who do not have the law do by nature things required by the law, they show that the requirements of the law are written on their hearts, their consciences also bearing witness. Then Acts. Did I say 1 Romans?
Yeah, there's only one. There's the first
that
one.
That is the first Romans, one, actually. Yeah, that's actually true. I never realized how true it is that God does not show favoritism, but accepts from every nation the one who fears him and does what is right. It's Acts 10:34-35. I think that's like a dang Message translation or something. Then this one's classic in this argument. For since the creation of the world, God's invisible qualities have been clearly seen, being understood from what has been made, so that people are without excuse. I think that's the one
that's the one
creation. God reveals himself through creation, and so you have no excuse if you have not been like, you know.
What if you're blind?
And that's actually true. And blind and deaf. Yeah, dude.
Then you're probably good.
Yeah, you're probably fine.
Was Helen Keller blind and deaf?
Yeah,
I do not believe that she was a real person. That's allegedly. My conspiracy theory. I do not think she was real.
Also,
I'm just making that.
Like the Holy Spirit doesn't always speak audibly in an audible voice.
Also, the Bible isn't the only way that God speaks to people. But whatever someone believes
should be tested God by the word of God
has to, you know, pass through that filter because that is the
ultimate.
Yeah.
Authority is the Bible and the word of God, and so test all things. Like, you know, if somebody shares prophetic word with you or something.
If someone tells you you're going to be cursed if you leave the city you live in, maybe test that.
Right.
And just going through and testing everything against the word of God, making sure it aligns with what the word of God says. Same thing if like, yeah, just for so many reasons, but.
That's a good one.
Yeah.
We got positive comments on that, so that's just fueling my fire. I want to talk about that stuff more.
I could talk about
the kind of stuff at the end. Time. I think it's good to have it at the end too. It's a good little.
Is this the end?
Well, like just after we've talked about other stuff.
Yeah, after we talked about nonsense.
We talked about building and napping
and laundry.
Yeah, it's good stuff.
Yeah, the real heaters.
Mm-hmm.
The more. How many more Red Bull cans did you bring in here today?
So is that our conclusion then that like someone says, how is it that I can guess with somewhat accuracy if someone's going to be saved or not just based on where they live? That doesn't seem like divine fairness.
If I was an atheist and like didn't believe that the Bible held any, you know,
value,
any like, well, didn't hold
authority.
Any authority, then I would be like, well, that's dumb. I don't think that. I think that if what you are believing is that you have to accept Jesus. If these people haven't heard about Jesus, they're not going to heaven.
Yeah, but does that I feel like that's not a very.
Won't got also.
But I get they.
People, whether you're saved, whether you end up going to heaven or you are going to hell, like you still go before God when you die.
That's true. I didn't think about that.
There's still judgment.
Just kidding.
All of the arguments of the Bible or none of them. And so if you accept none of them, you accept none of them and you're not going to be convinced by anything that the Bible says. And you might try and like.
Well, yeah, but anything. The point is that anything the Bible says can also be defensible from like a logical standpoint. Like nothing that the Bible says could be tested up against like an actual, like science can't disprove the Bible. Bible can't disprove science. Like it all is in alignment with each other if it's true.
Right.
And that's why it's true.
So far, because it has been.
No, it's never been out of alignment with something that is like actually logical.
Yeah.
So that's the conclusion then. Is that just if someone brings that up, then you then.
God reveals himself in in lots of different ways, more than just the Bible. People will be judged through the church. And the church isn't necessarily
revelation.
But that's, I mean, why you evangelize. It's not like you should just leave people alone. Like, go out and try and find God by yourself. Mm-hmm. But God uses people to make thing to help other people's lives. Like,
also,
use us to.
Like, we don't just have churches, or we don't believe the church is like, oh, we got a church here. Hopefully somebody walks in, and like the church is for the equipping of the saints. Like, you go to church to be filled and refreshed, and you go out and evangelize. Yes, you'll have people that walk in your doors, but also a big part of our job is to go out and to reach the lost and reach people and then bring them into a place where, like to the church where they can. You know, have that community. And
that's kind of a problem with inclusivism is that it kind of makes evangelism useless. Is if everyone is just judged on, no, it wouldn't be useless because everyone knows, like when you evangelize to people, it's not because they, most of the time, it's not because they don't know about the Bible. It's because you're trying to like plant a new seed of depends awareness. On where to.
How much like better would their relationship with God be if they knew the gospel?
Or if it's like someone that was like a believer when they were young or like raised around the church and then fell away and mm-hmm. is not a believer anymore, is an atheist. Sometimes, even though they already know of the gospel, sometimes just someone going and planting the seed of like, you know, God loves you, whatever. Mm-hmm. Sometimes that reignites. So I guess it would make evangelism useless because evangelism would still be a tool to reignite your relationship with God, even if it's not bringing revelation. Although sometimes it would be to bring revelation.
And also you're going out and sometimes, you know, people are going out saying, it's not always just like the message of the gospel, but sometimes people are going out evangelizing. They see someone and they're like, they get a specific word for them. They share with them. Maybe they grew up in the church or whatnot. And they're like, oh, I just had this picture for you. Share it with them. And it could just be that divine intervention in that timing.
Yeah.
That it's not just like, oh, the gospel, Jesus died for your sins. That can also serve as a reminder. But sometimes for people, it is like, okay, you know, I hear about this all the time, but I never actually applied it or never actually really. Thought about it more than just for a little bit, so yeah. Yeah. But that was good. It's warm in here.
Yeah, and
we got small groups
in 20 minutes.
So, wow.
We'll be back in 2 weeks.
Yeah, Parker's going to Mexico.
Going to Mexico.
He's gonna have this fun week. There.
Gonna have a great time.
Maybe Christian and I will
some
do something.
Swimsuit pics, Parker.
Okay.
Yeah. Maybe we'll do something. Like Instagram maybe. Live.
Whoa.
Oh, I would rather.
I could like, join in from
on the golf course.
I could join.
Oh,
guys, I could join.
No, find Parker, get out of here.
No, guys. No, definitely. Guys, for sure.
Yeah, we'll definitely invite you.
Yeah, we'll text you.
Parker, you could do one from Mexico.
No, like I'll join the live stream with you guys, is what I'm saying.
Oh, yeah. Guys.
Oh, yeah. No, we'll definitely let you.
Yeah, we'll definitely.
We'll accept it. Definitely send a request.
Do you like the new theme song? The new music?
Yes, that was awesome at the end.
Yeah.
I was going to start singing the Nasty Nate song. That one's also very good. Stuck in my head.
Oh, I want a stream deck so bad.
You buy one. You got money.
I don't want to buy one.
Okay. You're going to be the one using it.
You guys, your ears are going to be loving it too.
Okay, sure.
You guys can have one right there too. You guys can have one in between.
Oh, so let's buy two of them?
Yes.
Let's spend $160.
Let's go.
To go.
Let's go. Let's go. Let's go.
Or we could have a cutoff button. Someone's rambling.
Yeah. Oh, you've been cut off.
We can just do those things on our own.
It's no, but Gavin, we're,
it
we're,
feels
we're,
more personal.
It's a lot harder to interrupt somebody with your words than just to push a button.
Yeah.
I'm still a human.
What? You're turning people off.
Yeah.
Something like that.
All right.
I'm we'll dissociated.
Like, subscribe.
Yeah.
Wow, that's crazy.
You've taken us hostage. Please let us go.
Yeah.
Please let us go.
Oh, that is a funny video.
All right.
See you guys later.
Peace.
Gas boys talking.